China employs government-civilian partnership in cognitive warfare targeting Taiwan, report says. Taipei, Taiwan, China's communist regime carried out comprehensive cognitive warfare against Taiwan in 2025, enlisting its party, state, and military bodies, as well as information technology and marketing companies, according to Taiwan's top intelligence agency. Taiwan's National Security Bureau noted that Beijing was using cognitive warfare tactics to carry out its strategic goals of exacerbating internal divisions with Taiwan, weakening Taiwanese people's will to resist the enemy, influencing allies' willingness to support Taiwan, and winning support for China's stance, according to its analysis published on January 11. China adopted a government-civilian partnership model and integrated its collaborative organizations with technological measures, seeking to manipulate Taiwan's public opinion and shape an atmosphere conducive to the objective of unifying with Taiwan, the report reads. The Chinese Communist Party views Taiwan as a part of its territory and has never renounced the use of force to seize the self-governing island. The NSB's findings reflect the CCP's persistent efforts to sway public opinion in Taiwan, seeking to sway voters toward politicians who favor pro-Beijing policies. Through Chinese IT and marketing companies, the Chinese regime established fake news sites and content farms, created fake social media accounts, carried out cyber intrusions to take over Taiwanese social media users' accounts, and launched propaganda campaigns. Beijing's disinformation campaign intensified in 2025. NSB identified 45,590 fake social media accounts responsible for more than 2.3 million pieces of disinformation, up from 28,216 accounts and more than 2.1 million pieces the previous year. The Chinese regime's Central Publicity Department and Ministry of Public Security had directed at least three known Chinese marketing companies, Hexunch, Haimai, and Huya, to establish fake news sites. Those sites masquerade as neutral international media outlets, such as ISA Korea and Austria Weekly, and act in concert to spread narratives aligned with China's official stances and mislead the public, the NSB wrote. Other CCP organs, including the Cyberspace Administration of China, the Ministry of State Security, and the Political Work Department under the People's Liberation Army, directed at least two Chinese IT companies, Golaxy and MayaPico, to collect online data on Taiwan's political figures and opinion leaders to carry out targeted propaganda campaigns against certain individuals, according to the report. In 2019, the first Trump administration placed 28 public security bureaus and companies, including MayaPico and iFlytek, on a blacklist for their alleged roles in Beijing's human rights violations against Uyghurs in Xinjiang. iFlytek was among the IT companies involved in the CCP's efforts to use artificial intelligence to create videos for cognitive warfare. China intends to establish a database of Taiwanese accents in order to enhance the authenticity of AI-generated video content, the NSB wrote. The CCP's United Front Work Department, the PLA Cyberspace Force, and the CAC directed Chinese technology companies to disseminate disinformation using automated systems that controlled more than 10,000 social media bot accounts, according to the NBS. Beijing also sought to spread disinformation about its April 2025 military drills, which involved its navy, air, ground, and rocket forces. During that time, Chinese actors hijacked Taiwanese social media accounts to spread false information such as China has blockaded Taiwan's natural gas shipments and Chinese warships have entered Taiwan's 24 nautical mile zone, the report said. A pro-CCP propaganda campaign known as Dragon Bridge, previously linked to interference in U.S. elections, has recently spread disinformation on Japanese and Taiwanese social media platforms, claiming that the Japanese Prime Minister is inciting a conflict in the Taiwan Strait, according to the report. The campaign impersonated users of differing political stances to flood those platforms with fake posts to inflame polarization and drive mutual recriminations, NSB said. China has been ramping up trade pressure on Japan, in retaliation against Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's remarks on Taiwan on November 7. That day, Takaichi told parliamentarians that a Chinese attack on Taiwan would constitute a survival-threatening situation for Japan and could trigger a military response from Tokyo. Taiwan is at the forefront of international efforts to counter China's cognitive warfare, the report reads. The NSB will step up efforts to cooperate with third-party fact-checking organizations and social media platform operators, urging them to duly disclose and take down false information.